Okay. With four items. Let me take this opportunity to welcome you all, members of the committee, honorables, as representatives of provinces. I will also welcome the chairperson of KwaZulu-Natal, is with us here, and special welcome to Royal Mafokeng delegation, led by, on behalf of Hoshi, Morena Ben Teddy, maybe if with your honor, they will see you when you introduce your members. Because in our culture, they say, Hoshi, I am me. So you are heartily welcome to this meeting, and we feel honored to have you here. I will then welcome the department. The department is here with us. And, welcome any other leader in your honor and degree of representation. The meeting has been opened. And maybe to the House, I would want to make this remark to say we have a special visit by Royal Mafokeng, and I believe it will be an honor for the House to know them. We are honored. I'm going to request his honor on behalf of Hoshi, Mr. Ben Teddy, to indeed introduce the delegation to the House.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Teddy. I am together with my delegation here from the Royal Mafokeng Administration. We have been requested to come and, you know, have some observer status because we are also developing portfolio committees at our nation. With me here is Mr. Joroso Pekwele, Mr. Peter Mahuma, Mr. Ramosepili, your first name is Abram Ramosepili, Mr. Mampana Huma, Mr. Ruben Mokwakwin, Ramokheti, Mr. Rata Ramokheti, Mr. Kenneth Bokopani, Mr. Mohari Mokhake. I wish you could stand, gentlemen, when I go. Mr. Mohari Mokhake. Mudisake, what's your name?
Yeah.
First name.
Israel Mudisake.
Israel Mudisake.
Yeah.
These are the delegations of which I'm a leader. I thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Chair. I would also allow those that you send to Parliament to introduce themselves so that you know them. Those that we together serve in this Committee of Cooperative Governance and particular leaders. My name to be seen. My name is Matumi Humphrey Mukhozi, the chairperson of the committee. I'm going to allow honorable members in their various political status to introduce themselves to you so that you know them.
Yeah, my name is Lewin Zimande from the city of Choice, Umsunduzi, Pietermaritzburg, the Kingdom of KwaZulu-Natal. I am the whip of the committee and the full member of the select committee. Thank you, Chair.
name is Dennis Bloom, and I am from the beautiful province of the Free State.
Thank you. I'm John Gunda. I'm from the province of the Hotter Sun, the most friendliest province you can ever get, the Northern Cape.
Tunka Matila from Gauteng.
Mafemane Makumela from Limpopo, member of the committee.
I'm Jack Becker from Western Cape.
I am Chetamo Fuke from the Free State.
I'm Bonnie Selenesi from the Eastern Cape.
My name is Marty Watson. I'm the NCOP member from Mpumalanga, where the sun comes up over South Africa. And if the sun doesn't come up in my province, then all these beautiful provinces are in the dark. I'm also the DA leader in the NCOP.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roman Liptak. I'm a member of the KwaZulu-Natal Legislature and a member of the Local Government and Traditional Affairs Portfolio.
Good morning. My name is Tebo Otari. I'm from the Northwest Province.
Sbone Soduma from the Second Kingdom in the World, KwaZulu-Natal, member of Legislature as well, and a member of Cooperative Governance Forum.
Good morning. My name is Nonzaga the South Boy, from a beautiful province known as KwaZulu-Natal. I'm a member of the Portfolio Committee of the Local Government and Traditional Affairs, as well as I'm chairing that committee and a member of the legislature.
Thank you very much. For introduction, it will also be very important for one important stakeholder to introduce themselves, the department.
Morning, my name is Mkhulule Sobahle from the department.
I'm John Mayring from the department.
I'm Latin Bunose from the department. I'm Latin from the department.
Good morning, Fani Lowe from the department.
Morning, my name is Polisam Jojo from the Office of the Chief State Law Advisor.
Kevin Mkwena, Office of the Minister.
Thank you very much. We are all equal in the right. We have our support staff. I think they would feel honored if they can introduce themselves.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, I'm honored, Chairperson. Good morning to all the honorable members. My name is Moss Manele. I am the committee secretary.
Good morning, members. I'm Kosano Mfoko. I'm also assisting the committee.
Thank you, Chairperson. Honorable members, my name is David Mugwena, assisting in the committee. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Then we'll go down to the business.
Chairperson, before that, I'm the only one who didn't say the pump is beautiful also.
You were supposed to be saying it's the Garden of Eden.
I think we must forgive Limpopo, you know. A mother also loves her children, even though they're ugly.
Thank you very much for that. let's go down to business. But the important remark, the program has been extended to the 27th, so that everyone, when we speak aware that we still have up to the 27th to fine-tune whatever technicalities that might arise. We need to use those things. It's not a final day-to-day as envisaged by the program.
Chair, I agree. The only side of the problem, I'm not sure how are we going to deal with this, because you have a number of provinces that came with final mandates. Now, if this is going to continue as a negotiating process, how do you deal with it? Maybe we need some assistance so that we know as to how do we deal with it, how do we go back to our provinces to deal with the situation.
All right, Honorable, I haven't started to put the matter to the floor. I was just saying, be aware that whatever we're going to be engaged on, we have extended the program to the 27th, but we will then engage on the matter, and I think that answer will be answered as we engage on the processes. The other remark that I would want to say is that almost all provinces have finalized, including the outstanding three provinces. But the approach would be the three provinces that were outstanding will have to be given opportunity to present. And after presenting, I would also want to alert the department to note the presentation of the outstanding provinces so that they equally complied as like the six provinces that were given opportunities last week. That would be the approach. They would note the final mandate. I think would have to note that, but the department also would have to be given opportunity so that by the 27th, everything is done, because there are particular standard procedures that must be followed in terms of concluding the matter. And therefore, I think the arrangement of extending would give us time to maneuver that procedural compliance so that we conclude the matter. That's how I think we need to approach the matter. So on item two, that is the item that would allow the outstanding province the time to present their negotiating mandate. If they have a final mandate, they can club with them, we'll note that, and then the department would have to respond as quick as they can, maybe by Friday, to these three provinces, so that they are also given the very same opportunity that other provinces have been given, and then we'll finalize.
I'm of the opinion, Chair, that we have a fundamental problem of procedure. In that, when we had the negotiating mandate meeting, we spent quite a lot of time on noting the three provinces requesting extension. But then we also just presented the documentation from the other six provinces. The resolution of the committee was that the department will go and analyze the submissions from the provinces accompanying their negotiating mandates and to dissect the input into terms that could be negotiated, because let me use my own province, there was three or four pages of summarizing what happened at the three public hearings, of which I alerted you to the fact that I attended one, and also to the input from the committee as such, but there was no substantial amendments proposed or deletions proposed or insertions proposed in either of the two bills. It was really a written document with only listing the inputs that came forth. Now the problem is, Chair, that A negotiating mandate meeting is exactly what it says. We as provinces should put on the table what is my province now asking. Let me use the example of the mandate, the negotiating mandate we've just got from Western Cape. It says they support the bill, but with the following amendment on page 6, in line 32, after may insert within the province. That is a substantial point that we can negotiate. Now, my point is that we didn't really negotiate as provinces. We merely, I believe, that the department looked at what was submitted and then wrote back to the provinces or through your office. I'm not sure of the process. But this body of representatives in the NCOP have not negotiated what we think should be the final input into the book. It's not happened. So I would recommend and propose that we alter item 2 to read the negotiating mandates of all the provinces, and then as you have alerted to the fact that the program committee has decided to give us the 27th of October as a date for final mandates. That's my proposal. Because, as I say, we can't go forward without negotiating amongst each other.
Can the department at least respond to that query?
Thank you, Chairperson. I don't know, but all I need to say to Chairperson, Honorable Members, that as you would recall, the department was expected, was instructed to respond to the presentations made by Press Province by Friday last week and to send this to Parliament for circulation. We have done just that. So we have responded to the presentations made by the various provinces as instructed by this honorable chamber. And we have circulated accordingly those responses. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Honorable,
Chairperson, I just like to add to what my colleague has said. I'd like to support the proposal by Mr. Watson. We, the department, now have to prepare a final bill for consideration by this committee. And we find it very difficult to prepare a final bill unless we know exactly what the committee decisions are regarding the proposals in the PAC committee or in the negotiating mandate. So we need finalization of exactly what the proposals are from the committee, what's acceptable, so we can draft a bill to present to this committee. Without that, we've gone.
Noted. Second. And Gunda.
No, Chair, thank I'm just a little bit confused, and pardon me for my confusion. I'm trying to understand what Honorable Watson was proposing. But my understanding is that in the last meeting, correctly so, provinces that submitted negotiating mandates, others were general in terms of their submission. And by general, I mean they were not specific to say, clause so and so should read this way, clause so and so. And then others were specific. There were those attempts to be specific in terms of which clauses should read how and which one should be changed where. But despite those two scenarios emerging out of that meeting, the department was able to identify, even from those provinces that were general in their submission, to pinpoint that this particular point refers to this particular clause. And then in their response, they were able to say, this is the status quo, this is the proposal, this is our response as a department. So that document circulated by the department at least is giving more direction and clarity to the issues that were raised. Now, in line with the spirit of the previous week's meeting, we closed the meeting on the understanding that there were three provinces that have requested extension to engage further with the communities in their areas. And then we said if extension is given, those particular provinces should proceed, but they should also at the same time prepare themselves in case there is no extension. Luckily, extension has been given to until the 27th. Meaning, in my understanding, this extension then allows those particular provinces to do whatever that was supposed to be done. And if by now, as we sit here, they are in the position to say, this is the outcome of our engagement with the community, they should do so. And as you have correctly said, in the same way like the department has done with the rest of the other provinces, then the department should be given the opportunity to reflect on their submissions before we are going to be deciding now and engaging on the final mandate from all provinces. I think that is my understanding of how the process should unfold. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair, mine is, I think I understand Honorable Watson 100%, and Honorable Watson is 100% correct. There's one thing that came up in last week's meeting concerning the Northern Cape. As I just got the Northern Cape support the bill, but there was, in my understanding, I never knew there was any public hearings like in any other provinces. So for me, it will be the legislature supports the bill, but there's no minutes, no nothing written that says they did have public hearings with the people. So it's a problem for me. It's a very big problem for me, Chair. Because I don't think the legislature, the portfolio committee can decide on their own just to support the bill with their own insertions and say, right, the support the bill with that and that, the president must elect and what, but they never had public hearings. I might be wrong, but I'm trying to get hold of them. I can't get hold of them to find out where's the minutes of the public hearings so that they can come here and speak knowing that the public hearing has been held. And I can't get hold of them. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, Chair, I think the first point is that we all came here today with the understanding from the last meeting that we're not sure that we'll have an extension. And we're all here now today that an extension has been given. Maybe if we go to the agenda and deal with the first process around these three provinces that were outstanding, because they will then indicate as to whether they could deal with all the matters as requested by the last meeting, you know? And through their input, they will guide this particular meeting as to what process. And then follow the issue raised by Honorable Watson to say, in terms of negotiations, the issues that have been raised, you know, what is to be changed in the bill, what has to happen, and all those things. Now, I think if we follow that particular process, because you see, the difficulty some of us have is we have pushed our provinces to a point where they have come out with a final mandate. Yeah? Now, if we need to understand as to what the outcome of this meeting is so that we go back to our provinces and say, this is the situation, this is how we think we need to move forward, you know. And unless we are guided by that process, we will be unable to can do so. Now we are debating a process. Well, we should just get that guidance and then revert back to the point raised by Honorable Watson around the negotiations, the issues that have been raised, so that we guide the department to conclude their work, you know.
Thank you. Let me have the last speaker, and then we'll go back to the agenda.
No, I agree with the last speaker. You see, let us take out of our mind it's a final mandate now. Then everything will be cleared in this meeting, because he is right. Everybody comes here with that in mind. And even the agenda is saying final mandate. If we can get that thing out of our mind, then everything will be settled.
I'm not going to allow us to display the process. Let's go to the agenda. It will give us time. Can we get Western Cape?
Yes, sir. I'm from Western Cape. We propose only two small changes in the original bill. In the first one is in the National House of Traditional Leaders Bill. On page 7 in line 20, after certain, to insert the word all. in the other one, traditional leadership and governance framework amendment bill, but on page 6 in line 32, after May, to insert within the province. There's only two changes. We support that the illegal bill. It's not the changes that was proposed by the other provinces. Are they well captured by the department? Those inputs? Can you repeat? It's captured. Thank you very much.
Friends, Chair, the committee held a meeting to consider the bill on the 18th of September 2009 and received a comprehensive briefing on the principle and provision of the bill from the NCOP permanent delegate. During the briefing session, the committee resolved that the public hearing be held on the bill. The public hearing were again subsequently held on the 5th and 12th of October 2009 to give stakeholders an opportunity to make inputs on the bill. Here are the findings. The committee, after the committee have considered the bill, the following findings were made. The committee wishes that the recognition of the kinship and the queenship should be done with regard to the custom and the consultation with the traditional leaders to avoid unnecessary tension within the traditional leadership. The committee acknowledges that the fact that there shall be appointment of the commission which will deal with the inputs and other matters concerning traditional leaders. The committee requests that the commission deal with the outstanding matters concerning traditional leaders on an urgent basis to ensure that this matter are put to rest. The committee acknowledges that the bill authorizes the council to be in office for a period of 5 years, which commensurate with the term of office of members of the House of Traditional Leaders. The traditional leadership should encourage gender equity in position of leadership. The committee wishes that the bill empowers the traditional leaders to fully participate in governance to speed up the process of service delivery, including at the municipality level. The recommendation. The committee recommends to the House that the final mandate be conferred to permanent delegate of the National Council of Provinces in favor of the bill to pass into the law.
Thank you. It's captured. You will be given the submission by the province, of course. Please attend. The province of choice.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm from KwaZulu-Natal. The Portfolio Committee on Local Government and Traditional Affairs met yesterday, Tuesday, the 13th of October 2009, to consider the National House of Traditional Leaders Bill, B56B 2008. The following comments and amendments were proposed on the bill. A. Page 5, Clause 4.3. The election proceedings must be conducted by an independent electoral commission designated by the premier of the province concerned, observed by officials of the house and the provincial department responsible for traditional affairs. The second one is that a legal opinion was requested by the committee on the constitutionality of Clause 5.1a on page 5 of the bill. The committee agreed to mandate the KwaZulu-Natal delegation to the National Council of Provinces to support the bill, provided that the above comments and proposed amendments are considered and consolidated in the bill. The second bill on traditional leadership and governance framework amendment bill. The Portfolio Committee on Local Government and Traditional Affairs met yesterday, Tuesday, the 13th of October 2009, to consider the Traditional Leadership and Governance Framework Amendment Bill, B57B 2008. A legal opinion was requested by the committee on the constitutionality of Clause 13A, 14F to G on page 5 of the bill. The committee agreed to mandate the KwaZulu-Natal delegation to the National Council of Provinces to support the bill. I thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Like we did with the previous provinces last week, the department would have to be given today is the Wednesday, at least by Friday, the responses to these three provinces be done, and next week on the 27th we negotiate. Mm-hmm. 21st?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 21st. Thank you for assisting the chair on that. Then
thank you, Chairperson. May I just make aware the House of the fact that from Limpopo, we only had a discussion of the one bill, not the bill on the National House. So we'd like to find out whether there is. They only refer to one bill.
They're both tabled, but my colleague only
read
the one.
Limpopo, can you correct your omission?
Okay.
Bill number B56B2008 is what we are looking for. Okay, yes, the committee having considered and supported the provision of the bill and taking into consideration the inputs made in the public hearing, hereby confer the negotiating mandate to our National Council of Provinces to negotiate in favor of the bill, taking into consideration the inputs made in paragraph 4 and 5. Paragraph 4 inputs are the following. The word senior traditional leader is not an African or Western. It is ambiguous. The word should be replaced by Hoshi, Hosi, or Inkosi, or King, and other African words recognized in other African languages. The word traditional leaders and council, as used in the bill, should be changed to royal leader and the royal council. The sitting of the royal house should take place quarterly. The five executive members of the National House should be working on full time. The appointment of a woman to a position of Royal Highness should be looked at in terms of the customary practice of African people. The bill should be implemented in full, in that all traditional leaders be treated as office bearers. The bill should have titles that are expressed in African language. The traditional leadership in Limpopo welcomes the fact that the bill is encouraging relationship between National
and the Provincial House of Traditional Leaders. Now the remarks on 5, the committee has been considered the bill wishes to make the following inputs. Committee acknowledged the comments made by the traditional leaders in Limpopo. The committee supports the fact that the National House of Traditional Leaders will be required to submit its book for auditing, and that is in line with the Public Management Act. The committee supports the fact that the National House of Traditional Leaders will be required to submit its book for the auditing, and that is in line with the public finance. It repeated the same thing. The committee will appreciate if the term of meeting is reduced from biannual to quarterly. The traditional leadership should consider the legislation that are meant to encourage gender equality. Thanks, Chair, because I already said that not the aligning themselves with the beast.
Thank you very much. I think that is concludes the business of the item. And item 3, we are not going to deal with that. We'll deal with that one on the 27th. However, the House must note that the provinces have their information in terms of finance, which will be presented on the 27th. You can't present it now. But, yes.
Chair, I wanted you to note me so that when you conclude, we can then come back to the point you're raising. Yeah. No, Chair, I think there's an area that has been raised by Member Watson. Because I think it will be important for us to leave this meeting, going back to our own provinces, to indicate as to what does this House agree on, so that if a negotiating mandate must come out, we need to advise our own provinces as to what we have negotiated here and agreed upon. Because I thought, having gone through that process, we'll then take out the areas that are raised by all the provinces and then discuss that specific area and see as to what do we discuss, agree on, so that we can then move forward. Because you see, the difficulty, if we don't do anything now, we'll go back to our provinces, we'll say, no, we're going to negotiate on the 27th. And unfortunately, on the 27th, we're supposed to say all provinces agree because we've negotiated, they have agreed with the outcome of this meeting, you know, so that we then assist all provinces to deal with the situation.
Thank
It's fine. I thought technically the department needed to respond to 3 provinces, but if we could agree and deal with the issue now, I don't have a problem. I thought technically I was, you know, pressed by the fact that the department had to.
The issue is whether the department comes back or deal with it. What that would mean is then we must have a meeting before the 27th to negotiate, because we only have one meeting now. To negotiate so that we finalize and go back to our provinces. That is the issue I'm trying to bring to your attention.
I think that's the issue that the House could give direction on. What's up?
I know you don't want to hear me really. You're not keen on listening to me, I know. And I understand. But I'm trying to protect this committee. If we don't follow due process, this bill will be rejected in the Constitutional Court as sure as I'm sitting here and you're sitting there. Because the process is that we need to negotiate as the 9 provinces. We should say to each other, do we agree with the input from the Western Cape that article or that subsection or that section must be altered to that? The 9 provinces must agree. What I asked for at the previous meeting is the department to dissect the inputs that were not in those terms, and to come back to us, not to the provinces, so that we know which articles are we negotiating about. If we don't do that, what are we telling the provinces? We have not negotiated. KwaZulu-Natal has not agreed with Mpumalanga on a single thing, and Mpumalanga has not agreed with Western Cape on a single thing. We need to negotiate, and that means going through each province's inputs in terms
of the way KZN has done it, the way Western Cape has done it. Even Limpopo has got a, they've got an essay written on, in two paragraphs. Nothing, yes, it's an essay. There's no section indicated that it has to be changed. The department must tell us what is that in terms of the two bills, and then we must agree or disagree as the nine provinces. If we don't agree, then six provinces, or rather five provinces, will vote in favor, and the other four that don't agree, their input will be rejected. Then that goes back to the provinces, and the provinces will then say, hey, they've rejected four of my inputs as a province, therefore I will vote against this bill. Or, yes, they've agreed with my input, and therefore I will vote for the bill. That is the way the process, Chair, and I'm really trying to help. I know I've been attacked from my right and from all over that they don't understand what I'm saying. I've been around. I know exactly how the process works. It's not that I'm trying to be clever. I'm trying to help this committee.
Very good. My concern is that we are just receiving complete negotiating mandate by three provinces. That is where we need to move way forward out of that. What is it that we're going to do? Do we create a date? That's what I'm trying to say, because I couldn't pronounce on what I said before. All provinces had their negotiating mandate. Now that we have negotiating mandate, that is what we must decide.
No, thanks so much, Chairperson. Bonus again from KwaZulu-Natal. I think I agree with what you are saying, that what transpiring from these debates, it's thorough and formal that we invite all these nine provinces to come and negotiate. I don't think there's any hasty issue around. Honorable Watson is correct, although he's a bit very aggressive around this issue. Just have to tone down. We all agree that all the provinces should be invited. Then I think you must have set a date when this province can be invited in the South. Then we agree. Thanks, Chair.
It's exactly what I wanted to say, Chair. I can't add anything more to what the previous speaker has suggested. That 21st be that date that I think Honorable Watts is suggesting. Honorable Watson is suggesting. Thanks, Chair.
There we are. Let me get that before we finalize that.
Chairman, just possibly to assist on the way forward, this document that has been prepared by the department, I would like to suggest that you give us an opportunity to refine the document. Each of the, as Mr. Watson has pointed out, a number of these comments from provinces are very general, are not linked to specific clauses or specific proposals. And what we then suggest is that we try and analyze and link them to specific clauses and analyze what they are proposing, so that we give this committee a document setting out all the an analysis of all the inputs received from the provinces. So this committee can then have one document before it. It can deal with it sequentially in respect of each province and then take a decision on that specific proposal. And that we, in order to do this, we should arrange for another meeting by next week to deal with this.
I think that's what I'm going to conclude on, because I was going to say the department must come with a full draft of these issues for the committee to begin to look into those type of things. But I was just allowing you to say when. They are saying the 21st agreed, and then 27th we conclude.
No, Chair, I want to agree with you, but you see, I want to add something. In this committee, we have a research section, a research and legal section here in this particular house. I think it is important, while the department is doing that, our own research team must go into all the documents, if I'll do this is what the department is doing, so that they can guide us also to deal with those particular issues. So that we have a balanced situation, because if we were giving to the department, the issue might not be balanced, because the department might have a specific interest, and we focus on that. I'm just saying, I'm not saying there's a way to do that, but the possibility is there, that, the way they work with it. But our research team is going to assist us and guide us properly to say, in terms of what comes from the department, what comes, they will link all these documents so that we negotiate on issues that we understand. Thank you.
that's our research team to deal with that situation.
That's no problem with that one. What's up?
Yeah, I think we're getting there, and please, I'm not aggressive. I'm just very, I'm passionate about the work that I do, which the taxpayer pays me for. And if that comes across aggressive, then so be it. But Chair, can I just ask? Because what I think went wrong last time is that the response from the department went to the province. It should have come to us so that we know what we are talking about. Whether it went via the committee, I don't know. But can I ask, when will we have this document to study before next Tuesday? Because we need to study it. We can't come and sit here blind.
We'll try and get it to the committee by close of business on Friday.
Thank you very much. The department is reminding the notary chief, you must go and get your minutes. And go use your own license, officer. Don't complain. Yeah, we can't assist you. You go and do that. I was saying, the department is advising that the day of the 25th, we are wanted in Johannesburg, where there is local government in there. I would need to be assisted whether you will elect a chairperson to go on. So that, but the department needs to be here when that discussion takes place. Can we assist each other with this one?
Maybe, Chair, you need to guide us as to, I know that this, what this in the local government in the 24, I'm not sure how many people from the committee would be going there. You must guide us first, you know, because if everybody is going there, you know, we can as well as, you know, hold that particular meeting in that particular area. Because if half the people are not here, no? Then there will be a problem. Let's guide us first.
There are 5 members. I need it.
Now, if it's 5, it's almost the entire committee. Why don't we hold the meeting there? Because the department will be there. It's a meeting called by the department.
They will
only pay for 5.
They
can't hold only 5
or anymore.
They'll only pay for
5,
yeah.
Can't
we have
the
meeting on Wednesday?
Wednesday is there's 2 day pro. It's 21st and 22nd. It's 2 day program. Can't we meet on Friday if just because it's a local situation, second 5 and we meet on Friday?
This one?
No, on the 30th.
In the morning, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
In the morning.
Yes.
Are we all agree? Yes. If we agree, let's meet on the 30th. Necessary thing must be done. But the department must indeed make sure that you come with a comprehensive draft. And this member get that draft, they read, province get it, we get it, and we engage on that one. Are we comfortable of what now? Can we deal with the last item? Deal with the
draft.
Sorry, I have to go to the root committee with the excuse. Yes, which as long as they're not aggressive. You too. It's just amendment of the program.
But thank you, Chairperson. I've been asked by the Chairperson to deal with the last item that relates to the consideration and adoption of the committee's program. But taking into account the proposals made by members here, that next week on 23rd we'll have to meet to look at the negotiating mandate. I'll propose that we don't deal with this item, but next time when I present this program, it's a comprehensive one.
Agreed. May I, is there food?
Yes.
Lots of food.
All right. May,
Chair, I was just saying, because you are saying 5 members are invited to, you know, if members can be informed, it was, you know, in this meeting we have not dealt with it. If they can be informed outside this meeting, who are those members, so that they prepare themselves.
I will quickly summon the management team now, as you eat, and then we deal with the matter, and then we'll hope. But the management hasn't said to deal with that matter. April, look, you are part of the management, but you to conclude the meeting, I would say the Royal Wafugen is still invited to come to the 23rd, to the 27th, to see what's happening or put an advisor for whatever. It's important that we extend an invitation to you, but we want to thank you very much for honoring the committee. This is how Parliament works. We have aggressive MPs, we have humble MPs, we have all sorts of broadcasts. This is how we work. We thank you very much, and I want to thank committee members, honorable, for coming to this meeting. Thank you very much. Thank you, the department. It looks like there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Really, I'm also passionate. I'm happy that we will conclude. Thank you very much. Thank you. Jeff, you would come in?
I'm coming.
Yeah,
I'm coming.
You can go and eat while I meet with the management committee.